The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Elaine is here. Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
Hi.
Elaine, what's going on? What's going on with you? Are you having a problem with somebody and you need our help?
You need our help?
What? I have a big problem.
She has a big problem, Megan. Stop laughing.
Yes. Charles and I are getting married in January.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And we have an argument of he doesn't want to, well, we've already decided on what ring that I want to get, okay? And we've already looked at them and everything, and he said that he doesn't want one. And okay. I'm going, I'm sorry. I feel like that's a symbol of my love to you, and you should wear one.
And he doesn't want to wear a ring after you're married.
And he doesn't tell you, like, he doesn't give you a reason why?
He didn't give me a reason why, other than he just felt like that he didn't need to wear a ring to show us. And
okay.
Well, he has another idea. Talk to him. Why?
Oh, yeah.
I wanna, we can do that.
I'll talk to him. I haven't got no problem with that. What's, you said his name's Charles.
Charles.
Let's call Charles. Here we go.
Hello?
Charles.
Yeah, this is Charles. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Charles? My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with my friend Megan.
Hey, Charles.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the...
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we host the morning show. You've heard it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Hey, well, thanks for listening, first of all. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you calling me?
Charles, we have your fiance on the phone. She told us you don't want to wear a wedding ring when you guys get married.
We kind of talked about this.
Yeah, well, we're kind of talking about it again.
Why don't you want to wear a ring?
I told her I would do it for the ceremony, but I'm not going to wear one. I'm
right.
I'm not into it.
And why not? Just out of curiosity.
I'm not like a jewelry guy. I don't wear jewelry. It's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard what happened to Jimmy Fallon and how he almost got his finger ripped off. And...
Yeah, but he was drunk, though.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just not. Listen, I'm not gonna wear a ring.
Okay.
So it's because you're worried about your finger falling off, like if you trip.
No, listen, that's part of it. I mean, I'm not a jewelry guy. But I understand what it means. And
no, we get that. Charles, Elaine, are you still there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, Charles. Charles, Elaine said you had another idea instead of wearing a ring. What was the other idea?
We should get our name tattooed on each of his finger. Okay, that way you have the symbolism without the ring.
No.
No. What do you mean no?
Absolutely not. You can take a ring off. What if it doesn't work out? You can take a ring off. You can never take a tattoo off.
What?
I'm not going to get a tattoo.
Well, I think that's why my point is even better. You can't take a tattoo off.
Like you're worried about him not wanting to wear a ring, but you're like, well, that's too much of a commitment with the tattoo.
All right. Hang on one second.
What?
I'm not getting a tattoo. I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. You ever wonder how people get together in the first place?
Yes.
It's the Big A Morning Mess. Should this guy be forced to wear a ring or, is tattooing a better idea? This is so modern. And Elaine, you're not a tattoo girl. Is that that's kind of where we are now.
Oh, if I'm going to get a tattoo, I'm going to get it someplace where only he could see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think we're getting a little TMI.
Yeah.
TMI. If I get a tattoo, I'm going to write down on my... 340-9595. Angel from Mandarin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great, Angel. What do you want to say about this guy who doesn't want to wear his wedding ring?
I don't blame him. My husband actually lost his ring finger, his wedding finger, wearing a wedding ring.
Oh, my God. You're married to Jimmy Fallon?
No. He was actually working in car stuff at the time.
Oh.
And his wedding ring got caught on one of the shelves, and he came down, and his finger did not.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah. Were they able to reattach it? I guess not, huh?
Well, they did, but then the finger died, so he's had about 7 different surgeries, and now it's just gone.
Now it's just gone.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Pain associated with trying to keep that finger.
Yeah.
And so he can't. So we actually have tattoos on our left wrist.
Yeah.
because we're married.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to wear any.
Does he ever like throw that up in your face? Like if he doesn't hold over your head?
No. Actually, he teases and jokes because that finger is completely missing. So it looks weird when he holds his hand up because he still has his pinky finger.
Yeah.
So he calls it his Ninja Turtle hand. Oh. Yeah, they're funny because people don't generally notice.
No, yeah, until he does that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling, Angel. We really appreciate that. I'll tell you, man, I would use that for everything. Like, if I'm like, hey, let's go to Outback, and my wife was like, I want to go to Maggiano's, I'd be like, okay, but you
I lost
took
my
finger
because of you.
Yeah, like I'm fingerless because of you. But well, if you really want pasta, that's fine. Sarah, now I want pasta.
Oh my
and steak.
God.
Sarah from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your idea here?
Well, actually, I don't see why he doesn't just go get a tattoo himself, and she just wears a ring. That's what me and my fiance do. She doesn't wear jewelry, so she went and got a tattoo, and I have my ring.
Hmm.
And it works just fine for us.
Yeah.
All right. I would think that would make the ceremony a lot longer, like, because, you know, you slide a ring on someone's hand, it takes 2 seconds. You got to haul out a tattoo artist, and he's got to...
Yeah.
Everyone sits there. It's like,
I bet you somewhere somebody has done that.
I guarantee they have. Thanks for calling. Tina from Riverside, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great, Tina. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
I think the guy's idea is a great idea because it's such bigger commitment.
It's a bigger commitment.
On his finger. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in a way it is a bigger commitment because, like she said, you could take a ring off.
Yeah, but then she was like, a tattoo is too much of a commitment. So
right.
I don't really understand that logic.
Yeah, I mean, my stepdaughter has her husband's name tattooed on her finger. He has her name tattooed on his finger. And it's really pretty, and I think it's a nice commitment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all right, cool. Hey, I mean, my ring is like a tattoo because I can't even get it off.
Do you really never take it off?
I can't because I crack my knuckles, so my knuckles are like swelled up. And if you look, see, there's like this indentation in my finger where my finger has grown
like,
around
really
the ring.
That really freaks me out. I would need to be able to take it off. That freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I mean, there's
it's
no.
Okay. It's okay. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Lucky for you, Megan. You're not married. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
No rings here.
We appreciate it. Joshua from Mandarin, how are you?
Oh, great. How about yourself?
Hey, good. What do you want to say about the ring versus the tat when you're getting, you know, married?
Well, I'm going to have to say I'm going to agree with Elaine. I mean, I think the ring is just a little bit better. It's more traditional. When you get a tattoo, for some reason, it never works out. I had a buddy of mine who actually tattooed his fiance's name on his neck. And 2 weeks later, they broke up. And he was stuck with her name on his neck. So every girl he ever met after that, it just created a lot of problems for him.
Wow. 2 weeks later, do you think the neck tattoo had something to do with it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Like it.
We appreciate. Also, why on the neck? I don't get like.
I don't know.
Would your boyfriend get your name tattooed on his neck?
He wouldn't get my name tattooed. Period.
Yeah.
No.
That's true. I mean, he won't even wear a ring. Let's be honest. Rachel from Fleming Island. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. The other thing, sorry to interrupt, Megan, is with your name, you have to like triple check it because you spell it so weird.
I don't even spell it that weird. It's not that weird.
Meghan.
A lot of Megan spell like that.
No, I know, but it's not. I'm just saying.
It's not typical, right? Yeah.
And your middle name is all out of whack.
Yeah, don't even try that one.
Rachel, good morning. What do you want to say?
I actually agree with Charles.
You agree with Tom?
I think that a permanent tattoo on your ring finger shows a little bit more deeper commitment than a materialistic piece of jewelry.
Yeah. Are you married?
I'm engaged, and both me and my fiance both talked about a tattoo on our ring finger, and we don't see any problem with it.
Is that in place of a ring or in addition to a ring?
Well, I would probably do it in addition to a ring.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to
like
wear
right
ring.
Now I'm without my engagement ring. So
why are you without your engagement ring?
A diamond fell out.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so if I had a tattoo on my ring finger,
yeah,
it would still, I'd still have something there.
But you're not married yet.
No, not yet.
All right.
Okay.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Obviously, she didn't get that ring at Beard's Jewelry. Well, it looks like most people are identifying with the dude here, so let's go ahead and break the news to Elaine. Look, Elaine, a lot of guys, you know, it's very common for dudes not to wear rings because of, you know, whatever they do for a living or just because, you know, they're dudes. you know, maybe, you know, it doesn't mean that he doesn't, you know, he's not committed to you. He's just not a jewelry guy, like he said.
Right.
Yes. And I agree that there has to be, from both of us, an agreement
right.
that we have to reach at whether or not to spend the money on a ring, which is probably just as much as what a tattoo would cost to put it around a finger.
Well, I would hope way more.
And you know, again, I will compromise, as we all do in marriages, to look into the tattoo.
Well, good, because I won. So yes.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Perfect.
It's about winning.
Okay. All right. Hang on one second.
All right, let's just stop talking before.
It's the big one. Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.